Wetware Media presents Light Come Shining, The Transformations of Bob Dylan. Written by Andrew McCarron and narrated by Stephen Ulrich Jr. Copyright 2017 by Oxford University Press. This recording is copyright 2017 by Wetware Media. For more information about Wetware Media and other great audio titles, please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com. Prologue, A Case for This Psychobiography. And not the lifetime of one man only, but of old stones that cannot be deciphered. T.S. Eliot. Why a psychobiography on Bob Dylan, especially considering the staggering number of Dylan books out in the world? Is there more to be known? Hasn't everything been said already? To be sure, several outstanding biographies exist. Robert Shelton's pioneering No Direction Home, Howard Soon's scrupulously researched Down the Highway, and, easily the best of all, Clinton Halen's ever-expanding Behind the Shades offer excellent portraits of the enigmatic rock star. There is also a sizable library of Dylan books with a topical focus. Whether it's the folkies of Greenwich Village, the student movement of the 60s and 70s, born-again Christians, the Chabad-Lubavitch community, or English department postmodernists, specific intellectual and socio-political groups have repeatedly claimed Bob Dylan as their spokesperson or guru. It's not uncommon to encounter books that make a case for a philosophical center to Dylan's oeuvre, or a Jewish one, or an Anglo-poetic foundation. There are also unpublished manuscripts decrying him as an overrated plagiarizing drunkard with few friends, as well as saintly accounts that have him doing everything short of multiplying loaves and walking on water. And then there are the many blogs and fanzines dedicated to Bob's every setlist and public appearance, and obsessive fans who have done everything from dig through his garbage to buy his boyhood home, ostensibly for posterity, but just as likely to maintain tenuous connections to a man they've never met, yet feel they know intimately. In The Dylanologists, author David Kenney explores the life stories of a group of these obsessive fans, some of whom have dedicated large chunks of their lives to following Dylan's tour bus and traveling on pilgrimages to places that are significant to his legend, Hibbing, The Kettle of Fish, and Café Wa in Greenwich Village, and Woodstock, among other locations. Early in his book, Kenney offers a description of this bizarre subculture within which he includes himself. We keep track of everything, every recording session and every tour date, every song on every bootleg, every word ever caught by a recording device. We're all preoccupied with facts and dates, as if cataloging these things will solve the mysteries of his life and ours. We investigate the unanswered questions of his career. We pile up pages for Dylan books and Dylan fanzines and Dylan blogs, or just for our own private circle of Dylan friends. We go to conventions and tribute shows and meetups and lectures. We figure out how to play the songs on our guitars. We track down all the literary, musical, and cultural allusions in his work. We collect the things he left behind, scraps of writing paper, guitars, harmonicas, books, cigarette butts. One day, we discover with a flash that more than a few of our closest friends, sometimes even our spouses, are fellow fans. The projections of biographers, experts, and other interpreters have generated a kaleidoscopic public image that has burdened and frustrated the living and breathing man beyond any conceivable measure, in addition to making him a great deal of money. According to Dylan's Greenwich Village girlfriend, Susie Rotolo, Dylan's followers are so taken by his music that they make him in their own image. Consequently, the sprawling literature that has sprung up around him has increased his multiplicity, mystery, and elusiveness. Finding the
sample complete. Ready to continue?